the soil so they can have what they need for a good start in life, and whether that's out in the garden for the hardier, you know, cool weather germinating seeds, or inside in little seed pots on the windowsill for those who can't thrive until after the last frost, now is the time to do it. But we need to take care of the little ones, don't we? Assessing and providing for their needs. The broccoli is not going to germinate like the, you know, like the tomato. It's just not going to happen that way. But we don't feed our babies, our newborn babies, steak and corn on the cob, do we? No, we don't. Firstly, because they don't yet have teeth. But also, bless you, because when they first emerge from the mother, her milk is all that's needed for nourishment. The literal translation for the word imbolc means ewe's milk. E-W-E-S, ewe's milk, the lamb. Because the ewes were giving birth to their lambs now. So the milk is abundantly flowing. Mother's milk, the elixir of life. So other foods then are introduced slowly, selectively, and at the proper time for optimal, healthy development. For example, I learned that wheat is not introduced into a baby's diet, at least until about age 2, and even better later than that, if you can manage to keep that cookie out of their mouth. They will most likely not develop a gluten intolerance when they get older, which I wish my mother had learned, but I digress. Anyway, it's the stirring and the awakening that I want to talk about today. So as pagans, the context for our spiritual growth, our spiritual path, is in the never-ending cycle of the seasons. And the practice of paganism consists of, among other things, striving to emulate Mother Nature in each of her seasons. So in Imbolc, we turn our attention toward what is stirring and awakening in each of us, and how we can best serve its healthy growth. It is also traditionally a time of initiation, which is a death and rebirth process and a time of dedication. What better time than the promise of early spring to make some promises of our own? Thank you. The Sabbat of Imbolc, what later became Christianized as Candlemas, is the Sabbat most associated with the Irish goddess Bridget, and the goddess who evoked such fierce loyalty that the Church of Rome finally had to make her a saint because the common folk refused to give up the worship. Talk about the fighting Irish. Bridget is the maiden goddess who gifts us with healing and smithcraft and inspiration, all due to her holy gift of fire. Fire to forge ore from the earth into tools for our use, fire to cook food for nourishment, fire to inspire us with its warmth and beauty.